in a way, the discussion that we had is very much part of the avoda of Aseres Yimei Teshuva, because that's when we focus on nitty gritty in Yanim and try to really be metaken our maisim and our diburim and our machshavos to the best of our ability, and that's what we have Aseres Yimei Teshuva for. But it's interesting that Rosh Hashanah, although it's part of Aseres Yimei Teshuva, it doesn't really have the same angle of tshuva, you could say, as the rest of Aseres Yimei Teshuva, even though we call it, and that's why, in a way, we call Aseres Yimei Teshuva the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even though it really includes Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a culmination of that process of the nitty-gritty tshuva of Kabbalos, Kabbalah Haba, Charata, Vidui, and that comes to its, you know, to its peak on Yom Kippur. But interesting is that on Rosh Hashanah, the focus, even though it's a Aseres Yimei Teshuva from the perspective of being one of the 10 days and two of the 10 days, but the focus is a very different focus. The focus of Rosh Hashanah is very much on the big picture. It's on the themes of the day, of the themes of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. The most dominant theme is, of course, Malchios. And the real avoda of Rosh Hashanah is about being able to rise to that state of mind where we're able to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on everything that exists in the world. And that's what the tefillahs really speak to. When we say everything in the world, we mean literally V'yeda kopo ki'atafa alto. It's every living creature. Koshem neshama be'apo. It means everything in the world. And of course, it includes ourselves. So Salanter used to famously say that a person says Shkriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken, Shema Chad, so he's Mamlech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the Zayin Rekim, and the Aretz, but somehow not on himself. You can't forget to put yourself in the picture. We are Avdei Hashem, and we pledge allegiance to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our, you might say, declaration of dependence, not of independence. That's essentially what Rosh Hashanah is meant to be. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech HaOlam, and we recognize that there's a Yom HaDin, Koboy Olam Ob in front of Kivnei Maron. We are part of that, but we're proud to be part of that. We have obviously an inner sense of awe and yira, but at the same time, we also have an optimism on the outside. That's perhaps the remez of Tkiyah being before and after, as we discussed the Seder Tkiyahs before. The Shvarim, the Trua, these are all broken sounds, and that's the yira that's inside. The Tkiyahs that are around it are the optimism that we exude on the outside. That's what the simanim that we have in the Leil Rosh Hashanah are meant to bring out, the spirit of the optimism, the hiratzons that we, Kol Yisrael, feel that we have, Baruch Hashem, a straight connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do well and to be Matzliach. He wants to give us all of the brachos. We just need to do our part. And obviously, to the extent that we're part of Kol Yisrael, we are connecting to a tremendous transcendent idea. Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one. Torah is the vehicle that brings us all together. That's why Shofros talks about Torah and Matan Torah and the Shofar of Matan Torah, because that's the vehicle that unites HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So we're really touching on the most basic themes of everything that we stand for. Even though these are big, lofty inyanim, it's important that we should never feel that we're not able to rise to the level that we can contemplate such an inyanim. To the contrary, everyone in their own way is capable of it. If we really condition ourselves and ready ourselves and mentally prepare for what the day brings, it's a tremendous opportunity to be mis'ala. It's like sometimes you think that because there's so much tshuva to do, so where do I start? And the answer is, to the contrary, if you start by just forgetting about the details, just go for broke, go for everything, go for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yimloch Yolam Boed, go for everything the Rosh Hashanah talks about, and just don't worry about the small details right now. That gives you the momentum to take it to the next level, and that becomes the avoda of the nitty-gritty of the Aseres Yimei Teshuva. So Rosh Hashanah, dafka, because we don't know where to start in the tshuva, perhaps it's a perfect opportunity to be able to say, whatever tshuva we did in Elul is also good, but then we need this sort of shock experience and the light, the ori of Rosh Hashanah, to kind of bring us to a level that we're suddenly on a different plane. And from that plane of Rosh Hashanah, it becomes a lot easier to look at, you know, our own personal lives and see where we can fit within this master vision that we've now embraced and subtly internalized over the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. With that, over Rosh Hashanah itself, we have to try to apply these tremendous, lofty ideas into practice to the extent possible. So even though, you know, we'll be in shul a good part of the day, there are going to be times of the day that we won't be in shul, we'll be eating. So it's pashut, and Shabur quotes this as well, that there should be an appropriate decorum and appropriate sensitivities to the kinds of things that we speak about, you know, over the meal and over the course of the day, and proper attitudes, and not just the tefillah per se, but everything we do and interactions that we say, and you know, what comes out of our mouth, should be obviously informed and inspired by what Rosh Hashanah represents. But again, it becomes easier because we had the Rosh Hashanah, and then from there we go beyond that to Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So I wish everybody, you know, Baruch Hashem, that we had a chance, you know, to this point of having a good Elul together, and we learned Baruch Hashem a nice amount of learning the Iyun. So we shall be able to take that and continue with it, and everyone should have be able to, you know, be zochet to all that they need in order to be able to be a vessel for Kvod Shamayim, which is what Rosh Hashanah is meant to really bring out for the world. Everyone matters in that picture. This is the inyan of the Yom HaDin, to the extent that we are counted as part of that vision and that mission. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskir us l'chaim. So Nes Hashem, all of you with your families should be zochet to k'siva siva tova, and Klal Yisrael as a whole. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all shnas bracha, shnas chayim, shnas nechama, shalom.